the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
A carefree summer fling causes romantic clashes. Bodies pile up in an Agatha Christie classic, and an imposter leads the FBI on a merry musical chase. That's what Tent Theater at Missouri State University has in store for audiences this summer during its 57th season. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today my guest is Mark Templeton, Managing Director. He tells us about the lineup.
We are real excited to bring back one of the most successful shows in our history, and that show is Grease, and that's what we are leading our season off with. And then our second production, which is a play, is based on Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. Everybody always loves a great mystery, and that certainly fits that bill. And then we'll finish our season up with the musical Catch Me If You Can, which many people are familiar with that story because it was a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, but it is a stage musical. It's a lot of fun as well.
Kim Crosby, a familiar face to the Springfield community and Broadway, will grace the stage in Catch Me If You Can, and Templeton is glad to have her part of a phenomenal cast. Tickets are on sale now for all productions. You can purchase online, by phone, or at the MSU box office. The Tent team is excited to introduce Joe Price as the theater and dance department head. One of those duties is to serve as the producer for Tent. The experience of Tent, says Templeton, is a unique challenge for all behind the scenes, as well as on stage.
You really cannot grasp the concept until you actually witness it taking place. And the fact that, yes, every year we actually put up the tent. We have to put a stage inside, lighting equipment, seating, and, you know, it's like building a house every single year. And there's always some new challenge.
The team relishes those challenges, he said, and since they will be adapting to some new technology this year, he expects a few surprises to show up during rehearsals. He also expects that patrons will see pure magic on the stage.
Contractually, we're obligated to present each production as it was written, but sometimes we do have to scale down the technical elements, but there's always some ingenuity and some magic that makes people think, you know, how unique the setting is of tent theater, and a lot of times we'll find these solutions that people will like go, wow, we never did think of it like that. So that's one of the things that make tent really unique.
The MSU community and local theater community suffered a loss this year. Byrne B. Blackwood, who was affectionately called Mr. Tent Theater, passed away in January. Templeton invites the community to a series of events to celebrate Blackwood's life.
I was in attendance at his final curtain speech, and that was kind of my introduction to Tent Theater, and I never dreamed that, you know, 23 years later, I would be where I am today, and it's because of him. Over the years, B and I hung out almost weekly, and he shared so many stories about tent theater, and he, to the final day, he was so passionate about tent theater and what it contributed to not only Missouri State University, but to the city of Springfield, to Southwest Missouri. And so it is really deserved that we are hosting a special celebration of life event for B. Blackwood that is open to all of the public. It's not just a tent alumni thing. This is for everyone. On June 14th, we'll begin with a nice reception at the old glass place to reminisce. The next day will be followed up by an exhibit that will be located in the Craig Hall lobby of lots of B's memorabilia. And some of those are going to be on display, and some of them are going to be up for a silent auction to help benefit his scholarship fund. And then, of course, the evening performance of Tent that evening. There's going to be a special picnic prior to the show, and the show itself will be dedicated to B. Blackwood. And then on Sunday, B's farewell brunch back at the old glass place, where there will be several people to speak, And it just so happens that June 16th is Father's Day, and it's so appropriate that B-son Randy Blackwood will be one of the speakers at that particular event.
Register for the Celebration of Life events on the Tent Theater website. Reserve your tickets now, and while you're at it, reserve a picnic dinner, offered by Bambino's. Visit tenttheater.missouristate.edu for more information. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.